Welcome to Made in '80s, podcast about the '80s.
Wait, are we recording right now?
Yeah.
All right.
You wouldn't think so because there's only two of us.
Yeah, only two of us in here.
Yeah, half the people in here were born in the '80s, but we were both made in the '80s.
Definitely.
Tonight you have Shalia.
And Tim.
And we are recording a short episode tonight because half of our crew is busy at work and doing other things really important, I'm sure. But we wanted to talk today about some exciting things that are coming up in the next week. And then also to make sure everyone knows that we're changing our podcasting hosting site. And so you should be redirected if you click on it, but maybe not. So it's safe just to maybe go to Podbean and search Made in the 80s or email us if you can't find us.
Yes. Let us know if you can't find an updated podcast.
Yeah. Because it's there.
But how are you listening to this if that's the case?
I don't know. It maybe there's time travelers that are listening to us. Okay, that's that. It's the last week of February. What is going on, Tim? What is the news?
There was a rumor that someone had posed a question that Lena Dunham direct the Batgirl movie since
Joss Whedon
is out.
Doing it.
Yeah.
What are we? Oh, okay.
No. I do not like her at all.
So
it's gonna be a black girl movie with no black people in Gotham. It's just gonna happen.
I guess I can't say that I'm that excited for Batgirl.
I am if they do it right.
Yeah,
but I don't trust them.
I don't trust them,
It's the one thing that made Black Panther dope was we're looking at like decades of original storytelling with these characters, and we talked about it on the way here, but. For marginalized groups, comic books have always been a place where we could go and see ourselves.
Right.
And so all you have to do is bring the story to life. That's it. There are tons of stories in these pages. You can adapt them. You can tweak them. But it's easy to do. So this idea that you could tell a very rich, joyful story about Batgirl and her just based around her. You don't really need a Batman in it. It could just be her. Operating while Batman's away doing something, and she's sort of holding down the fort and taking care of what's happening in Gotham.
Mm-hmm. And the background to it is basically the summer or the plot from Mask of the Phantasm, right?
It could be. It's
like she's Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon's daughter, yeah.
Sure.
And she's, you know, getting taught by Batman.
I mean, yeah.
So she's ready to go. The rest of the Bat family's away, and she's in Gotham holding it down.
Do they not already have their cast together? I know that they are like very early in, don't really have a full story yet, but do they not?
They don't have a story. They don't have anything.
Do they have Batgirl?
No.
Okay.
They don't have nothing. They don't have, and that was part of Whedon's frustration that he said he left the project because he didn't really have a story.
Yeah. But if you don't have a story, start with the people, I would think. Start make the story from there. What do you want to see?
I mean, there's plenty of like Batgirl stories.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You don't need a story. You just need the right cast is what you need.
Right. No, I'm with you.
So yeah, Lena Dunham probably not gonna get
not
that.
A good idea. I don't like her. I don't like how she came at Harold Perrineau's daughter after she accused one of her writers of sexual assault.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, but I mean.
I don't like that at all.
Is there anything that you like about her?
Nope. if I'm being real,
like,
I don't.
Anytime she comes at anyone, usually in the like.
The Odell Beckham thing was weird. The rescue dog she had was super weird.
He's not interested in you. That's okay. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, she made it all about herself, which is, you know, my friend calls white feminism TM, which is, you know, it's about
TM?
Them. Yeah, like a trademark. But it's all about them, and it's not real intersectionality.
Like, can we say, like, similarity of why you see them gather on that Saturday for the Women's March, but you don't see them gather on the day off for Martin Luther King March?
Or you don't see them in the I look at that march, I'm like, yo, it's 53% of y'all. 53. It's a lot.
Like this, yep.
It's a lot of you guys that have us all opening up our social media apps in the morning hoping it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But you know, so before we left the office, we were talking about me and one of our coworkers was discussing sort of what it looks like, because she was like, "Hey, I heard that Gal Gadot said she wasn't gonna do Wonder Woman 2, if was it Brett Ratner, was like his production group was involved because he had some crazy allegations.
I love it. She's just like, I'm not doing that.
I said, that's real allyship. Because mm-hmm. me and John were talking the other day, and he was like,
shout out
to John and About to Review podcast. But John was like, you know, Meryl Streep's a real ally, and she says people need to be paid equally. Like, yeah, that's the first step. But like, actually, like what Gal Gadot did was like, that's real, that's true allyship. When Octavia Spencer told that story about Jessica Chastain, like walking into the room with her and saying, we're going to be tied together in this contract, so you have to pair equally. Like, yeah. That's real allyship. I can say whatever I want to say about women's equality, but am I willing to put myself out there and what I'm going to earn, what I'm going to do on the line for what I say I believe in?
And are you going to put for, like, are you going to do it when it's something that you don't necessarily benefit from personally, right?
Exactly.
Like,
oh, there's no benefit for you.
There should be equal pay. As a woman, you're already wanting that because you don't have equal pay anyway. Yeah. So, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Not feeling it.
Yeah.
But like I said, that's not necessarily bad news because I would have to be convinced with this Batgirl. I don't have any excitement for it at this point.
Yeah, they're a mess. It's a mess.
We still haven't seen Justice League.
Don't rush out to see it.
It's streaming now. I'm still waiting for it to be free. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going
to
rent it.
So what's the name who's supposed to do Flash? Rick Fumagalli, I think, the guy who did Dope?
Yeah.
So he was supposed to do Flash.
That would be good.
Okay, but they fell out, so he's not doing Flash. Oh. So, fast forward to Black Panther. Someone posted something about Black Panther sort of surpassing Justice League in its first week.
Oh, yeah.
So, its first run covered Justice League's whole domestic run. And he posted on his Instagram with the frog and a tea. So, I'm curious to know what they fell out about.
Oh, interesting.
What was the fallout?
Yeah.
And they may have tried to replace, because he had Kiersey Clemons as his Iris West. So I don't know if they tried to replace her as Iris West. I don't know if they didn't like the themes in the story. Because the Iris West on the TV show is played by the wonderful Candace Patton, who's black and her dad is black. They're not traditionally black in the comics. So I don't know if they didn't want to go that route.
They're great.
They're great. They're great.
They're a great piece they're great. For that show.
Love Candace. She gets a Flash shoot soon, apparently.
Ooh.
But yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know. But it seems like it was something. And they keep flashing, went through a bunch of directors. They don't have a Batman script. I think they have a director now. I think it's Matt Reeves who did the Planet of the Apes movies. It's just, it's a mess. So yeah, maybe.
It's unfortunate. They have such strong material.
Like, they try to do a Nightwing movie, talk about a Nightwing movie without ever establishing Robin in this universe. It's just dumb. It's dumb. Anyway,
but Aquaman might be good.
We still haven't seen anything from Aquaman.
I know.
Not a clip.
I know.
Not a teaser trailer. They said they showed it early testing and that people really liked it.
Then why aren't they doing more now? How far are we from release?
Next fall.
Maybe they're waiting for summertime because it is based in the water.
No, they don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing,
which is fine. At this point, I'm okay with it. You guys don't know what you're doing. But we're here to talk about the Academy Awards really briefly.
Speaking of not knowing what you're doing.
Yeah. So how many of these Academy Award movies have you seen?
For the Best Picture?
Yeah.
All right, so.
I'm going to run through them right now.
Okay, run through them.
Shape of Water.
Yep, haven't seen it.
Darkest Hour.
Haven't seen it.
Dunkirk.
Have seen it.
Phantom Thread.
Haven't seen it.
Three Billboards.
Haven't seen it.
Get Out.
Love it.
The Post.
Have seen it many times. Haven't seen The Post.
Call Me By Your Name.
Haven't seen it.
Lady Bird.
Haven't seen it.
Okay.
I almost saw The Post.
What happened?
Oh, was it Netflix? It was something, and I was like, The Post. And I got it. Yeah, it's not streaming. It's like some Facebook weird movie. There's another movie called The Post.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the one that we were looking for. It took us a minute. Like,
this isn't about the Pentagon Papers.
No, I was waiting for Tom Hanks.
Out of that group, it's weird. The Shape of Water has really got a lot of burn. Somehow, Three Billboards has really picked up steam. Get Out would be my pick. I'm thinking about movies we'll be talking about 20 years from now.
Exactly.
Not The Post.
No.
Not Call Me By Your Name. Not Lady Bird. Get Out. Maybe Shape of Water. Maybe Dunkirk.
I think Okay, so I've only seen two of all of the options.
But Get Out, it's an indie horror, and so I'm surprised it's even here. It's literally an indie horror film.
Do you think they're learning their lesson from a couple years ago?
No.
So I don't watch the Academy Awards anymore. I've boycotted them for the last couple of years.
Are you back on this year?
I don't know. Should I be? Yeah. I mean, they fixed things 1 year, right? Like last year, they kind of fixed things. Is that enough?
It's not really a fix.
Or are they still in a... For me, they're still on a compliance clock. Like, show me that you've changed your behavior a little
bit. Well, the membership body has to change. So as long as that keeps changing, I think we'll get... That's why our Best Picture nominees look so different. That's why there's a Get Out, and that's why there's a Call Me By Your Name. That's why Shape of Water, because the voting body looks different. So as long as that voting body continues to be younger and more diverse, you know,
then it'll keep going.
We'll head the right direction. So for Best Actress, we have Sally Hawkins for Shape of Water, Meryl Streep for The Post, Frances McDormand for Three Billboards, Margot Robbie for I, Tonya, Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird. Now here's the thing. Margot gave the best performance, but I definitely think Frances is probably going to win for Three Billboards.
You think so?
Yeah, I think her and Sam Rockwell both win for those performances.
You've seen Three Billboards, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
What did you? I'm curious about it. Like that's what I kind of wanted to see.
It gets a little weird at the end with one of the characters, but I liked it. It's not really. I thought it was going to be about this woman trying to find out who killed her daughter, but it's not. It's about her kind of shaming the town for the police not doing their job.
I like that.
Yeah.
So that kind of reminds me. There's another movie that we have started but haven't finished. 7 Seconds. Where they're like,
who the heck is in that?
7 Seconds? People you know. Yeah, 7 Seconds. It's okay. So it's the bad guy in Safe Haven. I think he's the same guy, the cop, the bad cop in Safe Haven.
Hold on, I'm looking this up.
And the mom of the kid who is like the main in it is someone who you know for sure. But I'm not really remembering her.
You're not good with names.
Yeah, I'm not good with names. I can picture her face. And you're going to be like, yep, that's her. But I can't think of it right now. But 7 Seconds, similar of like...
A TV show?
No, it's a movie.
I see 7 Seconds, a TV show.
Is it a TV show? So that's why we haven't finished it? Because we watched like one episode? Oh my God, my life.
It's a TV show. Tensions run high between African-American citizens and Caucasian cops in New Jersey.
Yes, that's right. That's it. It's a TV show. Wonder. And who's the person in it that I should know her name?
Geez, who is in this cast? I don't know who you would know. Oh, Regina King.
There we go. Someone very I should know her name. I have known her name. Oh my goodness. Never mind. We're not even gonna go there.
Okay,
so
it's a TV show.
So you not think a movie. So not gonna be up for best
not gonna actor. Be up for best actor.
But so you think that Three Billboards might get it though?
I think Frances McDormand wins because she's really good in it. For best actor, we have Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread, Timothy Clement for Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out, Denzel for Roman J. Israel, and Gary Oldman for The Darkest Hour. I think Goldman is a lock. Since that movie first came out, I think he's a lock to get it. Daniel would be the dark horse. He's had a hell of a year.
Yeah. I want Daniel. Yeah,
no, I mean, think about the product he's been in.
Get It, Get Out.
He was on Black Mirror before it really became the thing that is now. He was in Sicario, one of my favorite crazy movies. He's in Black Panther. He's in Get Out. He's having a hell of a run. So
that's right.
Good for that kid.
Yeah, it would be amazing if he got it.
Best writing, adapted screenplay, Mudbound. Mm-hmm. Disaster Artist, Molly's Game, Call Me By Your Name, Logan.
I've seen two of these, one and a half.
Disaster Artist should win, but all that James Franco nonsense is probably going to keep it out.
That's interesting how quickly that happened.
Real quickly. Probably Call Me By Your Name.
As long as Mudbound didn't get it, I'm good.
You didn't like it?
Didn't like it.
It's rough. It's a rough watch.
I mean, we didn't even make it through to the rough parts. We just got into the like storytelling and thought, meh.
Sam Rockwell for Best Supporting Actor for Three Billboards. Woody Harrelson for Three Billboards as well. Christopher Plummer for All the Money in the World, which is famous because he took over Kevin Spacey's role.
And I love Christopher Plummer.
Willem Dafoe for The Florida Project and Richard Jenkins for The Shape of Water. I really enjoyed Richard Jenkins, but I definitely think Sam Rockwell wins because I hated him so much.
He did it well.
Yeah, so much in that movie. Okay. Best director. You had a question?
No. I haven't seen any of the movies in this one.
Best director. Guillermo del Toro for Shape of Water. Jordan Peele for Get Out.
Whoop, whoop.
Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird. Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk. Paul Thomas Anderson for Phantom Thread. Dunkirk should win because it was phenomenally directed. I would love to see Jordan Peele win, but I'm thinking probably Gerwig for Lady Bird.
So in this category, which ones steal votes from each other?
What do you mean?
Like I'm on the same page. I would be between Nolan and Peele for the best director, right? So if I were a voter, I would choose between those two.
I think older voters are going to be split between Phantom Thread and Dunkirk.
So
the younger voters will be split between Get Out and Lady Bird.
That makes sense.
And Shape of Water, just for people who like weird fish movies. Supporting actress Leslie Manville for Phantom Thread, Allison Janney for I, Tonya, Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird, Mary J. Blige for Mudbound, your favorite movie.
Yeah.
Octavia Spencer for Shape of Water. It's gotta be Allison Janney. She was lights out.
I heard this was a really
It's like
good.
Her and everybody else is behind her. She is lights out the best.
Yeah.
As far as foreign language films, not a lot in there I've seen. I've seen The Square, super weird movie, hard to explain. I thought they had this really cool, the Sword of the Immortal, this foreign film.
Wait, The Immortal is part of The Square?
No, that's a different movie.
Oh. well,
I still want to see Loveless.
I'd say, if you watched one of these and you liked it, that should be the one you vote for.
Okay. So Best Original Song is going to be interesting. This Is Me from The Showman is a really good song.
It is so...
You saw Showman?
Nope. I was thinking of something different.
The Coco Moop song?
No, I was thinking of The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, The Greatest Showman movie.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, This Is Me.
I love that movie. It was so good.
I think Remember Me wins because Coco.
Remember Me. It would be great if it won.
But This Is Me was it.
Both of those are positive.
Original score, not to go through all these movies. Original score is probably Dunkirk. You know, I saw a really
good. Should be.
So documentary, I saw a really good one. That was called Oklahoma City, about Oklahoma City bombing. That was really fascinating. Well, Timothy McVeigh is the main character in the story, but he doesn't pop in until like 30 minutes. They really lead up to the bombing because they go over what happened to Ruby Ridge and what happened in Waco and how it all led to Oklahoma City. It's really fascinating.
That's weird because there's a documentary like TV show right now.
Yeah, Waco. Waco, with my guy Taylor Kitchen. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, but anyways, the documentary about Oklahoma City, if you get a chance to watch it, I think it's just called Oklahoma City. Really well done. Best animated film, I think it's Coco.
Wait, I've heard good things about Last Man in Lipo for best documentary feature.
Yes.
It's the only one I've heard about. Yeah, Coco should win. I have now seen Boss Baby, and Coco just should win. It was so good.
I think Get Out should win for best original screenplay over... Although I really did love The Big Sick.
The Big Sick was really good, but if Get Out wins for Best Picture, then I'm okay with original screenplay.
The only thing that I'm thinking is an absolute lock is Richard Dinkins winning for Best Cinematography for Blade Runner.
I hope so. I really hope so.
You know, it was 8 hours long, but it looked beautiful.
It felt like it was 8 hours long. That takes talent to make things feel really long.
I haven't seen any animated short films. I usually am on top of it. I didn't see any of these.
It's been a long year.
It's been a lot.
Okay, well, what about best visual effects? This was one.
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No. Okay. I don't dig the Planet of the Apes movies.
They're like civil rights movies.
I don't like them.
They make you think about real life civil rights?
Maybe. They're a little too close to home.
Film editing has to be Dunkirk. Baby Driver was really good, but Dunkirk as well.
Yeah. Baby Driver, I would be happy if it won, but agree, Dunkirk should get it.
Got costume design, probably Beauty and the Beast. Sound mixing, probably Dunkirk.
These are weird to me how these sound, like a couple of these categories, you have multiple people from the same movie nominated. Yeah. Why don't they just pick the movie and like the team wins?
Yeah.
I don't get it, but okay.
Yeah, so makeup.
What about Baby Driver for sound editing?
No.
Or mixing.
No, it's hard. It's hard to do animated films for that.
What?
It's hard for sound mixing.
Baby Driver.
Yeah, but it's usually like tougher movies, like, you know, bigger blockbuster movies than animated ones for sound mixing.
No, Baby Driver, not Boss Baby.
Oh, why is it not Boss Baby?
I was like, no, not Boss Baby.
Yes, Baby. Yes, sorry, I've been. Could we just watch Boss Baby? Yeah, possibly.
Full disclosure, pre-recording, we watched Boss Baby to prepare for this recording. Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any other categories that we
should... No, I think that's it, really. I'm interested to see what happens. There's no... I was telling someone earlier today, there's no real... You know, last year it felt like La La Land and Moonlight were running away with everything.
Yeah.
There's no real clear front runner, so I'm fascinated to see what actually happens on Sunday. Like, who walks away with some hardware?
And will life you, changing. Will you watch it, or will you...
I'll watch it.
You'll watch it.
I'll watch it live with some tea. Have some tea.
We dress up.
Dress up.
What's your red carpet?
My dad has like these black shirts with tuxedo print on the front.
Nice.
He loves dusty. He says that's just him dressing up.
I love it. So
he wears. I told you he wore his dashiki to go see Black Panther.
He did.
I brought him one back from Ghana, and yeah, he wore it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was pumped. He was like,
did he love Black Panther?
I haven't talked to him about it, but I'm sure he did. I'm sure he cried.
He had two of
them. He loves all the percussions, so he would have loved the score and all that because he loves those drums. I'm glad he's around to see it.
Right.
It brings people joy. I remember someone on Twitter was complaining about like people dressing up, and I was reminded, we were talking about earlier, I was reminded of my mom who passed, and just she would have loved to dress up and gone and see it. Like she loved, right. I mean, she loves being a mother and being a grandmother, but she definitely loved being black, like, and everything that came with it, the good and the bad. And she loved embracing the culture. She loved the fact that I went to Africa and I brought her stuff back. Like,
she was probably so proud of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she would have loved just seeing black people enjoy themselves.
Yes.
Right. There's something about marginalized people. When people see you having joy, they want to take it from you or say you can't be that joyful. Mm-hmm. But I was telling someone, I said, man, you never know what someone's going through, and that might be the joy that they need that day or that week or that month to help get them through. So if they're finding joy in dressing up and going all out at these theaters, let them go all out. We're going to Comic-Con next weekend. We're going to see a whole...
Speaking of dressing
we're gonna,
up.
We're going to see a whole lot of that.
So in addition to Academy Awards... being on Sunday.
Yeah.
We also have
Emerald City Comic Con.
Yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, goodness. And like
Thursday, Friday,
stuff.
Saturday,
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, so pre stuff on Thursday, right? Who's here on Thursday?
I don't even know who's here on Thursday. I haven't even begun to look.
Yeah.
But if you've never been, the panels are fun. This is your first time going.
This is my first time. Okay. I'm going on Sunday. I'm so excited.
Bring some water.
Okay.
Bring a light snack.
Is there no food in there?
There is, but sometimes just lines.
It's like not worth it.
Yeah, just get a light snack. Last time I went, they had food trucks outside.
You know, you were asking me earlier what my favorite snack is.
Yeah.
And I just remembered, like, when that stuff happens, when I need to bring a snack, yeah, my favorite snack in the world are the Uncrustables.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You just put a bunch in your bag, and yeah, by the time you get to them, they're probably thawed and delicious. Yeah, that is my favorite snack.
So, you know, do that, but take some pictures. Don't be afraid to ask people to take pictures of them. They love it when they dress up appropriately, obviously.
What about the celebrities? What about, like...
They're cool. You can pay to take a picture with somebody, or you can just...
What if I find somebody who's, like, not charging for pictures, but just kind of walking the floor, like, they're super cool and
incognito? I mean, there's an etiquette to it, but, you know, if you can get away with it, if you can get a photo off real quick, do it. Like, people are usually pretty cool, but no one's really... I've never seen anyone act...
You know, okay.
If you're not someone who's going to run up on somebody acting crazy.
I might. Depends on who it is.
No, you won't.
I won't. I freeze.
Nah, you
flight,
won't.
Fight, flight, or freeze.
You won't fight.
You know what
freeze.
Happened the other day in ours? Okay. Is his name like, it's not Bruce Banner because that's
the
incredible
fictional guy.
But it's something like that. And he was a Mariner and he was best friends with Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
His like, so I was
Jay Buhner?
Yes, that's him. He was in our building the other day in our lobby.
Doing where, oh, there's a radio station in there. Duh.
Oh, there's a radio station in our building?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's didn't probably why know. He was there.
Yeah, he was in the lobby. I didn't know who he was, but I was told that like when they would do like salary and raises and like how much you're making and like explain why on his, it was like Ken Griffey Jr.'s friend. We have to keep him around so that Ken stays.
You need that. But yeah.
I love it.
Jay has always been cool. But yeah. Yeah, it's fun. There's a lot of cool artwork. A lot of cool. We go through Artist Alley. A lot of fun art to see.
I'm really excited about that because you've been going for a really long time, and I've seen the art that you've brought back.
Yeah, I have a lot. I'm trying to restrain myself from buying something this year.
Yeah, and Sunday is supposed to be like better deals, maybe.
Better deals on Sunday because people don't want to haul all that artwork back. So Sunday is usually my shopping day to run shopping through. Day. But I won't be there this Sunday because we're going to be recording a podcast with About to Review and with Jess and Damien are in town from the Curly Nerd podcast. Hey,
shout out to the Curly Nerd.
And so we'll be recording with them and having brunch. So by then I'll probably be tired and just want to come home and relax before the Oscars.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be a big day.
Long weekend.
There's the Oscars.
A good weekend though, it's with my friends.
It's also the opener for Sounders.
Yeah. Wow.
Seattle
wow.
Sounders.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Traffic going to be crazy.
Yeah, because it's a home. Yeah, it's home game. I
decided to adopt a Premier League soccer team next year, so.
Which one is it going to be?
I don't know. I don't know yet. But my friend's a big Manchester City fan.
Other than Sounders?
That's the MLS. That's the MLS league.
Wait,
like
what are
Premier
you
League, like different league, like over in...
Like Manchester United. Yeah.
My friend's a big Manchester City fan.
Is that different than Manchester United?
Yes.
Hmm.
But so we want to go. We want to make it a trip to go.
It's very dangerous.
Well...
Be careful. Have you seen...
I'm not wearing any...
Green Street Hooligans?
Yeah. I'm not wearing any colors. I just want to go watch the game.
Okay.
Match.
Make sure you're not wearing any colors.
I
want
to go watch the match. Yeah, no. Not wearing... No.
So...
But he wants to go to Manchester City, to their stadium, and watch a game.
When I was going to Rome, that was what I was excited about, was going to watch some soccer, some football. My Italian teacher was like, no, it is very dangerous. And there wasn't any playing when I was there. Oh. But I was like very into it. And she was so cute because like her face was so serious as she said, don't do it. Yeah, it's too dangerous.
So yeah, we just want to go just to see. They have a new stadium. Just go check out the city and, you know. So yeah.
Yeah. If you have a bucket list, that's something that
it's on his list,
totally
so
should be on there.
Me and the homie might go.
That's awesome. Well, I also heard that Tacoma is going to be getting the...
Another MLS team?
It's kind of how they already have the feeders into the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. So they're getting the feeders into the Sounders, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So something like that. But it's going to be right next to Cheney Stadium where the Raiders play.
Where the Raiders play, yeah.
Which is my old high school. So I was like, whoa, those kids are going to really
change it.
Well, it's Foss High School.
Yeah, Foss.
Cheney Stadium is right behind it.
Yeah, Foss.
It's awesome. It's the best school.
I know you went to Foss.
Best high school, those Falcons.
Yeah.
Okay, so... That's what's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
We got Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. We've got the Oscars. I just don't know. I might still be boycotting it.
I'll let you know if anything interesting happens. I'll text you.
Okay. We'd be like, turn it on right now.
Turn it on.
Now that I have live cable, that's, you know,
you don't have live
the Olympics.
Yep.
I have live cable now because I have the remote that works because of the Olympics.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'll give you updated if something happens. It's on ABC.
Be like, you got to watch it.
Yeah, turn it on now. Hurry up.
Turn it on. Yeah, it's fun to watch. Okay, my favorite thing is the red carpet dresses. Yeah,
of course. You're just like my friend Leah. Yeah,
I love it.
I know she's
so
watching
much.
The red carpets.
And I will skip the actual show and just watch the red carpet some years. So we'll see.
Okay.
We will see. Okay, so I actually had questions prepared for this episode. I forgot. Okay, so I'm thinking best and worst Academy Award winner of all time. It doesn't have to be best picture. It can just be the best. What is like the thing that you were like so most happy about?
Moonlight winning last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moonlight winning last year because that was my favorite movie last year. And I didn't think they were going to win. And they won. They pulled it off.
Now, that was also wonderful because didn't La La Land get introduced first?
Yeah. That was rough.
That was rough.
Worst? If you look back, some of these films don't age well.
Yeah.
So I look at these things like, what am I going to be talking about 10 years from now? It's not Crash. It's not The Life of Pi. Like, Ang Lee won for Best Director for Life of Pi, a movie that I don't even think about. I don't even talk about.
That's a good point. But at the time, people were talking about it a lot.
Yeah, but that's in the moment.
Okay, so I don't have a favorite, but because this is made in the 80s, Kendon and I went back and looked at all of, like, the 80s Best Picture winners.
Yeah.
And of all of them that we saw, we were like, what would they like to watch? Mm-hmm. And so we picked 1985 Out of Africa. And that's why we were suggesting watching it. We'll watch it some other time.
We'll watch
it
some other time. We'll
talk about it. It's an 80s movie. We'll talk about it. But it was really interesting because it was like this movie that won Best Picture.
Yeah, won Best Picture.
Of these two white people falling in love in Africa versus last week when we were talking about Black Panther.
Yeah.
And like so different in 30 years time, how they would make movies so drastically different. And we haven't finished it yet because we were just getting like a taste of it. But it won best film.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Meryl Streep was in it and she's also nominated now. So made in the 80s, Meryl Streep, man.
Yeah. She's had a career. Yeah.
Okay. Well, those were the questions
that's
I
it?
Had.
Yeah. Okay.
In terms of history of Academy Awards.
I encourage people to go back and just look. Just start from 5 years ago just look at who won and think to yourself, does this still hold up?
Yeah.
A lot of times it doesn't.
Well, and that'll be interesting too. Does it hold up in what we say about current stuff? Is it influential? Like maybe it doesn't hold up, but maybe it influences more things. Right. Like Crash, I thought might have helped us on some issues.
I don't know if Zero Dark Thirty holds up, but I think it's very influential about how to do a war movie.
Yeah, that's true.
It was struck the way it was structured and it was beautifully shot. Yeah. And I like Catherine Bigelow.
I have a new question for you.
Okay.
What is the most interesting trophy you've used, like object you've used as like an Oscar when you do your fake acceptance speeches in the mirror?
Probably like a action figure.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine is either like a shampoo bottle or the hairbrush.
Yeah. Probably like an action figure. That's probably it.
Okay. Those are my two questions for this. Thanks for humoring me. But that's the week to come.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's going to be a good week.
I think that's it. That's all we have this week.
That's all we have this week.
Yeah. Short episode. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with more stuff.
With more stuff. And you'll see who are the talkers in this group. Because two of us made it a half hour.
Wow. That's not bad.
Yeah. All right. If you enjoy us, please send us an email. If you
email the show, friends, follow the show.
If you hear friends say they can't find us, let them know how to find us.
Share the show. Follow the show. Yeah. Enjoy it.
And we'll be back.